The clock is ticking on new federal rules imposed to prevent sexual violence inside American prisons. The rules were the result of a decade-long campaign to address such violence. The great majority of states say they'll try to comply with new federal rules. But several, led by Texas, have protested the rules to the Justice Department. The protesters include many of the states with the highest rates of reported prison rape in the country. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Jan Listosi served 15 months for attempted embezzlement, her first brush with the law. The assaults began when a new corrections officer showed up at the warehouse where she'd been assigned to work as a secretary.
The first time I went, it happened with me, I went into the dry goods room, and he told me that he knew I was ready because it'd been too long and he was going to give me what I'd been missing.
Listosi remembers the guard was standing behind a big pallet of cake batter.
And when I said no, he said, "Do I have to get my pen out?" So I knew right away what he meant. If I didn't do what he told me, he was going to write me a ticket.
A ticket that could stop her from getting out of the facility and going home to her husband and children in Michigan. So for the next 6 months, Listosi suffered in silence, never telling anyone about the rapes.
And part of the reason I never said anything is because the warden had made the comment that if it ever came down to the word of an inmate versus a guard, she would always believe the guard over the inmate.
That is completely appalling. It's an anathema to everything that the justice system stands for.
That's Mary Lou Leary. She's a Justice Department official who works with states to stop sexual assault behind bars.
They may be inmates, but they are victims, and they need the same respect and care as any other victim of crime.
In 2003, Congress unanimously passed the Prison Rape Elimination Act. The law is designed to educate inmates about their rights and provide them with a way to report crimes. It's taken nearly 11 years for the law known as PREA to take hold. A congressional commission spent years studying the problem, and the Justice Department took its time, too. Even after all this time, 48 states say they're still working on complying. Judge Reggie Walton, who led a panel that developed standards for state and federal prisons, says he's troubled by those numbers.
I feel that when we involuntarily detain people, which I have no problem with doing, you know, as far as individuals who commit crime, that we have an obligation to protect them. And I think it's very troubling that we don't have further compliance with the standards.
Texas Governor Rick Perry would beg to differ. Earlier this year, Perry sent the Justice Department a letter arguing the federal law on prison rape violates states' rights. Perry, a Republican, adds it's too expensive and burdensome to follow the federal rules. Advocates point out that Texas got nearly $4 million in U.S. grants to help fight prison rape, and that DOJ surveys of inmates suggest facilities in the state have among the highest rates of sexual victimization in the U.S. Governor Perry's office didn't agree to sit for an interview, but his letter says Texas has taken steps to reduce prison rape on its own. For his part, Judge Walton says the courthouse doors should be open for inmates who can't find relief anywhere else.
Hopefully that will leave them vulnerable to civil damages. Maybe that will be an incentive.
Back in Michigan, Jan Listosi finished her time and went home to her family. Sometime later, she got a call from investigators asking about the guard who assaulted her and several other women in the prison camp. One of those inmates saved his DNA and reported it to higher-ups. The guard was convicted and ultimately served 5 years. Listosi says the states need to move faster so no one else has to endure that kind of pain.
I guess at this point is all we can ask is that they try, you know. But are they going to try a little bit or are they going to try a lot?
Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.